Lecture topic, the need for a sheikh for one's Islam.
Everyone says they love their sheikh. But when they come to more occasions, then you come to know that they know true love. Allah must give a true love for sheikh. That's the reason why you find that in Hazaji too, he says, Muhabbat, love, koi khel nahi hai. It's not a joke. Muhabbat is not a joke. Before you, when you start to become to show love, think very carefully. In most cases, the people fail. Most people fail. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the hadith, Nabi Kareem, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi comes and says, oh Aisha, do not take any virtuous act to be low, small. Do not take any virtuous act to be a small one. Because that small, even because of that, that it has a special effect for forgiveness. A special effect for forgiveness. Likewise, do not take any small sin to a small one. The punishment could be severe. Look at that prostitute. She just went and gave water to the dog. All her actions were bad. But this one act she gave the dog water, thirsty. Allah forgave her. So you may think this action is a small one, but the effect of it is so that forgave all the sins too. So you may do something, you may think that's a small act, you left it. And at that occasion, if you did that action, you don't know where you have gone to. You don't know? For example, you walk in the street and you saw the banana leaf fell down, peeled. You pass it, you said, never mind. But if you shift it with this intention, that you know someone will not fall or slip, what happens to you? Intention possible that through that Allah gives you. So forgiveness lies in Allah's hands. Do not take any act to be a virtuous act to be a small one. And do not take any small sin to be small because the forgiveness could be severe. Look at that woman. Because she did not take care of the cat. It's written in the hadith that cat will be put into Jahannam with her. She did not take care of it. I'm not going to go into detail of this story. That she is going to Jahannam with the cat, that Allah showed that your punishment is because of this cat. The cat will not be punished. But to show that this. Likewise, we must also think, we may take a small sin and just overlook it. The punishment could be very severe. Punishment could be very severe. So that's it is. They do not take any action, virtuous act to be a small one. And do not take any small sin to be a small one. Keep away from all sins. And you get opportunity of doing a virtuous act, do it. But that means the action, that act will take you away to Jannat. Then another hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w. that a person has the slightest bit of pride, he will not go to Jannat. The slightest bit of pride, you will not go to Jannah. You hear about it on and on and on. As the Thanvi Rahman says, very few people are free from this sickness. Very few people are sick from this sickness. This is so-called pride, where very few people are free from the sickness. And more of the victim is because the sickness is of that kind, you don't take it as a sickness. Just imagine pride is something that Allah Ta'ala, Inna Allah la yuhibbul mustakbirin. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala, I do not love that person who has pride. How many of us here can say me that I haven't got no pride? How do you make out your pride? One is that, you know, you're walking, you lost your shoes, you're walking outside, that's not pride. You're feeling shy. That's feeling shy. Pride is to look down at someone. and feel that you are better than him. If you're an alim, you take the next person to be better than you because you're an alim. You're a hafiz, you take that person. You're a rich person, you take the poor person lower than you. You look down at that person. You feel you're better than him. What's the reason why you don't want to forgive your brother? It's because of pride. What's the reason because you don't want to forgive the next person? Because of pride. Pride is something which is always there, is hidden. Allah. Shaitan, for 800 years of ibadat he made. But the day after he was an outcast. Why became an outcast? Merely because of one thing, and that is because he didn't against Allah's command. He became out. So just to make zikr, just coming to that point, you know, pride you have. People can read wazifas all the time. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah was saying, I'm just repeating what he's saying. You can make wazifas of all kinds. But you must remember one thing. With that wazifa, nothing can happen until you have yourself, you stay in the company of pious person and put yourself right. You can read how many amount of wazifas you read. But that sickness that you got in you, that pride, cannot come out until you sit in the company of a pious person who has the knowledge of it. Then only you can be put right. When I said have knowledge of it, because if this can't go to any pious person, if you see a person in a masjid, reading namaz, reading Quran, my Hazrat saying this, I'm just repeating his words. You see him reading namaz, very pious, reading Quran, making zikr and all, let me go and give my problems to him. No. He has to have the knowledge of it. Has been given permission by someone else to do the work. Then you go to him. Then you have the remedy. So you must not feel this much that, you know, just making zikr all the time. That sickness cannot come out until you remedy by someone who has the knowledge of it. And you have to learn to remedy yourself. First and foremost, you have to accept your fault. How many of us sitting here can begin to think and ponder, do I have pride or not? Do I have pride or not? First of all, if you haven't got pride, if you see a poor man passing by, what's the reason for you to stop you from making salam to him? If you stop to making salam to him, then that is pride. What stopped you from making salam to that person? Your pride. What stopped you when the time you read namaz and you came outside, you saw a person just walking past the masjid. And he made salam to you, but you did not make salam to him because, hey, what is this person may not read namaz to? What have you done? So if that is not pride, then what is pride? So you waiting for others to make salam, whereas you have to make salam, that itself shows that you're looking down, you want that person to make salam to you, that means, no, I'm important, he must make salam to me. Man can come to know of his faults, he's going to make out his faults. And he learns what has been said in the majlis. Who the hell is speaking to me like this? You know what we say? Who the hell the fellow is speaking to me like this? Very nice he made the statement, who the hell? But if you look at it behind, what's the words, what's the meaning of that? Main kuch hoon. I'm someone. How can you talk to me like that? He had no right to talk to me. These things are what you call the sickness in man, which is hidden in everyone. No one wants to put that right. No one wants to put that. The wife speaks to you sometimes, she takes off with the left, right and center. Why the hell she must tell me? Where you came from? Pride is something that's hidden. A man told Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah, told him that you got pride in you. He said, Hazrat, I got no pride. After 8 years, he said, Hazrat, I realized I got pride. 8 years, that means how much of harm has caused him. It has to come out of our system, that pride. It's a hidden thing. It's something that is very difficult. Take 50 years, 100 years to come out. You'll be surprised that thing is so stuck in you. The man driving the car, when he drives the car, Allah gave me this name, I'm driving the car. When I'm driving the car, I'm a motor, I'm driving, everyone will look at me. Is that not pride, what that is? I'm someone. You wear clothing also, you wear clothing. One is Allah, you gave me this ni'mat. I'm wearing this because of clothing. One is you wear clothing, the others might admire you. So you can hide from the people, you cannot hide from Allah Ta'ala. You cannot hide from Allah Ta'ala. So this pride is something which is very, very bad. But more is a person who speaks to you in a bad manner, you're not prepared to accept it. When that person told Hazrat Muhammad, I'm a Hanifa Rahman, I want to get married to your mother. If someone had to tell you what has happened to you. He said, my mother is big enough, you can come and see, I'll speak to her. But he was mocking him. But he did not take him to task. But he said, I'll ask my mother. That was his sabr. But when he was going home, and the moment he opened the door, and he turned back, he saw that person pass away. From the unseen, Allah punished him. But just to tell you that how he responded to that person, we told him. And we, day and night, we meet with people, we clash with people, how we do. The only thing that makes you clash with one another and fight with another is pride and nothing else. And yet we read namaz, that's what the Tanvi Ramah says, just making zikr and wazifas is not sufficient for a person to remedy that sickness that is called pride. Unless you stay by a buzruk for years to take that khabis out. To take that out. People got pride because of knowledge. People got pride because of money. People got pride because of health. All these things are there. So remember this much, that Shaitan, the Hazrat said, we have so many people who have tried to remedy themselves by reading kitabs. Who's saying Hazrat Tabri? So many people try to remedy themselves by putting themselves right. Why don't, when you seek to open the books of the doctors and try to put it right? Why are you going to doctors that time? You got a flu, you got this, why don't you open the book? They let me open the journal, let me open that, let me open that. What happens to you? You go nowhere. You're a dead man. So at that time you're going for the thing there. Likewise this too. You cannot just take books and read and think, look at this and that, you will not go anywhere. Yes, what will happen to you, that you will be no one. As the Tanvir Rahmatullah said this, that people have them, they try to take books and try to remedy their lives, but they reach nowhere. You have to stay in the company of pious people. That's the only way you can do that. So in the whole thing is that Shaitan did not make sajda to Adam alayhi salam. It's because of pride. Because of pride. And those people don't need namaz is because of pride too now too. Those people don't complete namaz is because of pride. Shaitan did not make one sajda. Yeah, how many sajda did not make? Allah. The muhakkikin said that the only sin that was committed dead in the sky was this one sin. And this one sin is a very severe sin. This one sin is very severe. It is so severe that one bit of iota of it you have in your heart of the pride, you cannot go to Jannat. Walaul kibriyau fi samawati wal ard. One bit of pride too. When you're driving the car, that fellow hooted to you, looked at him, what was the reason to look at you? That's pride. Me kuch hoon, what? Lucky you know what to somebody else, I will get you. That's what the meaning of that is. Lucky I'm not in Marisburg. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. It is happening. That fellow come and take your parking. Just one way, just go. You bichara waited. I was waiting for the parking. One fellow came and overtook you and parked the park right in front of you. You look at him 100 times, not one time. All those things are what you call the quality that you have in you, if this because of pride. Because of pride. Take that out. And one of the easiest way to take that out is every day is ponder down. You come to the masjid, oh Allah, I am nothing. You go to sleep, oh Allah, I am nothing. I am a piece of nothing. But remember, if someone tells you, yeah, you are really a piece of nothing, then you must say, no, it is true what is it. The Buzugane Deen, they should tell, you know what, you are like this, no, not, you're not just a foot of nothing, you're just a piece of something, nothing. You say, if I die with Iman, I'm something. If I don't die with Iman, whatever you say is true. Whatever you say is true. So take out this pride from you. Pride. Everything is pride. Nothing else. Now I'm coming to a very important subject. Women. Dangerous people are. Yeah, women are very dangerous. Allahu Akbar. They make you, they break you. Why? They don't earn, but they control. Nowadays the women are earning too, but I'm saying those women who don't earn, but they know how to control. They are the one that put the husband into problems of all kinds. They are the cause of all the husband to go into all kinds of sins. Because the way they sweet talk them, oh, the way they sweet talk the husband. When Firaun couldn't look, when the wives told him, take kid Musa, he knew in his heart that this is our dushman. But what the wife did, what happened, the sweetness of the wife. He forgot whatever he said. So the sweet talk of the wife is that, you know what, hey, she tell the husband, man. The husband melts, man. And she has her own ways. That's a woman. She has her own ways, no matter what happens. Hazrat Thanvi says, the truth is that the proposal that they made to the husband that caused him to go into haram. Caused him to go to haram. The husband can't buy the thing. He's a broke Johnny, bichara. He's a broke Johnny. Wife wants the thing. He wants the thing there. No matter hook or crook, I want the thing there. Bichara, what he'll do? He can't meet it. He can't. When he cannot meet it, what he does now, he has to run around, which are on the wrong route now. Take interest, do this, do that, all kind of things. To keep her happy. Somehow must keep her happy. So he goes the wrong route. So the wife is the one, the woman are the one, are the cause of the husband going the wrong route. Because the proposal of that kind is that. And he says, why is the cause of it? It's because women are intermingling with one another. When women intermarry one another, then the first thing that when a woman meets another woman, straight away look at the clothing, look at the jewelry. The eyes go straight to those things. Hazrat Thanvi Rahman saying this. Straight away, when he said this in 1930. Whatever he's saying, we're seeing it today. But in 1930 he said this thing. Straight away the eyes will go, even go to, you go to the mall, so each one looks, straight with the eyes follow. Look at the jewelry, clothing. I'm telling you this now, case taking place in this few days. One wife cannot, husband cannot afford. But because she goes to her friend's place and rest of it and see the beautiful house, she's imposing the husband to make the house like that. And he's going through difficulties now because of her demands. She may lose, that person may lose the house also. That is a wife. She went like this, she went like that, because she went like this. Why has a tongue? I'm saying to you, I'm warning you, do not let men, women intermingle one another. One person came to me, he said, my wife goes to Jamaat, but she goes to top houses. And that poor fellow got a good house. When she comes back, she's talking, what you giving me? You give me nothing, go look at those people's houses. So I told him, don't allow your wife to go in Jamaat also now. Do not allow you to tell your wife stay at home. Just to tell you what is the condition today. A man cannot meet his requirements. He cannot meet beyond his earnings. And he has to meet all because the wife's proposal, which causes the man to go through haram. Alhamdulillah, we got women of that kind too. They look after the money like gold. If you get $1 million, they give you $2 million. You get them the house, they're very happy. They are women, but you can count them. Sorry to say, you can count them. Another Thani Rahman said, the reason for this is because of only one thing, is the intermingling of women. The man is, bichara, is working full time, and she's just gallivanting everywhere. Going to this place, that place. To that extent that I will believe, Mahazad Mullah Masih said, the woman must stay at home. She will not meet anyone else. She got so much of work to do. Is she one to keep herself occupied? The women get very angry what I'm saying, but the truth has to be told. If you want a happy home, let your wife stay at home. And she must believe in this thing that she has got immense work to do at home, not to run around everywhere. Once you meet, run around, they say, hey, that person got this jewelry, that person's jewelry, the husband will go to Randari, is already now. Have to go to Randari, go to Vaudas now. Husband, I haven't got the money. I may be just telling you like this, but I'm telling you, you don't know what they are going through. Husband are going through. They're losing the house and everything. Stay in the house, make Allah Allah. Stay in the house, stay happy. That person told him, I'm giving my house, my wife the best of everything. She's coming telling me, look, I went to that house. What they haven't got there, you not give me anything. I said, if you went with that intent, the jamaat work, you'd rather stay in the house. So where is gone to? Allahumma Father from my. That's why I always make a dua for pious woman, pious wife. The greatest is a pious wife who prepares you for the akhirah too. And whatever you give her, she is very happy with that too. Alhamdulillah, you got women of that too. Allah may nasib from us. So this was it, that the causes of so many things. How nice this person got, how nice that person got. So make dua that was out. Because the eyes straight to, when woman meet another woman, the eyes go straight to nothing else, not the face. What they're wearing, what they got. And they begin to compare. So this also is a very big sickness. It must not be the man lose his house too. And most cases, bichara, when lose his house, then a lot of other things happen too. And poverty is a very bad thing. Poverty is a very bad thing. Allah must save us poverty. Once you lose your house, once you lose everything, then it becomes very difficult to lead a life. And that's why Nabi Karim says, look at people lower than you, not higher than you. As far as the world is concerned, Nabi Karim says, look at people lower than you, you'll thank Allah Ta'ala. Everything that you got in you, if you got a car, you look at person got no car. You got a house, look at person got no house. You got clothing, you got people got no clothing. You look at those conditions, if you may shukr to Allah Ta'ala every moment. You got food, look at people lower than you who got no food. Who's that said that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You may shukr every second that what you eat also Allah shukr. But when look at deen, look at people who are higher than you, who make more ibadat, make sure more tahajjud namaz, more zikr, keep away from sins. Oh Allah, make them us from those people. So this is what is wanted. This is what is called. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala whatever I've said. The women get angry with me, but I think that anger won't stop me from saying the truth. By saying truth, inshallah, with this barakat of this, maybe they'll also come right to Allah Ta'ala mulk bi tawfiq nasib. Alhamdulillah rabbil wala aqimatu min taqin wa salatu wa salam. Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadah. Allahumma rabbana atim lana nurana wa ghfir lana innaka ala kulli shay'in. Ya Allah, puri duniya mein musalman ko tarakki nasib. Tarakki nasib farma. Har qisam ki fitna se hifazat farma. Ya Allah, jahan par ho, ya Allah, unko kamyab nasib farma. وصلى الله تعالى على رحمته.